Hey, hello everybody. This is Chris. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 87. And remember, this is hosted on Podbean, and you can get on Podbean, you can message me. They've got a really, they actually have a really good app, and but it's also, it's available on any podcast, whatever, app, podcast player, Apple Podcasts, that kind of stuff, iTunes and Google Podcasts. And you can, but on Podbean, you can actually donate to me if you want. So if you want to support me, you can do that at Podbean. But this episode, I'll just jump right in here. This is about the illusion of consensus. And I think that this is one of the things that we need to realize, that we need to understand that we are in a battle of propaganda. It's information warfare. And this is what we've seen. This we saw this during COVID. I mean, we're still seeing it. You know, we still see this manufactured consensus. It's, and what they do is they the people at the top, the people who are rallying around this one idea, what they do is they work to silence all voices that tell any other ideas, and so they create this illusion of consensus so that everybody says, well, I mean, everybody I know thinks masks work. I mean, everybody says masks work. All the scientists, all the people on the news, all the people in government, everybody thinks masks work against COVID. So of course, that must mean masks work against COVID. So, you know, but this consensus is not truth. Consensus does not equal truth. Consensus just means that they've managed to bombard you with one narrative and, you know, one point of view and silence all dissent. And, you know, that's what this whole disinformation governance board was all about. It was about silencing dissent so that to create this artificial consensus and this illusion of consensus. You know, we saw during COVID, for example, there was a lot of people. The Great Barrington Declaration was a great example. Thousands of doctors and scientists and healthcare professionals and all kinds of people signed this document that basically said that we should have a balanced approach. We should focus on protecting the old people who are at risk of COVID and let everybody else basically, you know, leave everybody else alone. And, but you never heard about the Great Barrington Declaration. They silenced it. They actually deplatformed people off of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And YouTube, they kicked them off. They silenced those voices so that the average American would believe that there was a consensus. Well, everybody agrees that lockdowns are good. Everybody agrees. Well, no, actually, there were a lot of people who disagreed with that. There were a lot of people who disagreed with mass vaccination. A lot of people said that's completely unnecessary and actually counterproductive. And we're seeing that now. We're seeing how mass vaccination didn't stop the spread, at all, and it prevented people from getting natural immunity is what all this mass vaccination did. And it didn't prevent people from getting the lockdowns, and basically the shutting down society prevented people, young, healthy people, from getting exposed to COVID and getting immunity, natural immunity. And like I've said from the beginning, I said, wouldn't it be great if an old person could go to the store and be confident that everybody in the store has already had COVID? But of course, the lockdowns and the shutdowns prevented that from happening. So everybody was sitting around waiting for the vaccines to come out. And then the vaccines came out, everybody got vaccinated, but guess what? Everybody got COVID anyway. You know, so, and, you know, this is, and we were told, Joe Biden, this is, what, July 22nd in 2022, Joe Biden just tested positive for COVID. So now President Biden has COVID. Now, 1 year ago, in July of 2021, Joe Biden was on television, the actual words that came out of his mouth were to the effect of, if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. That was the consensus. Now, there are a lot of people who were saying, well, that's not right. That's not true. There's no data to back that up. They deplatformed those people. They silenced those people. They discredited those people. They said, oh, those people are crazy conspiracy theorists. Well, you basically, now we know that they were right. The crazy conspiracy theorists who were kicked off of Twitter and kicked off of Facebook and kicked off of YouTube and censored by Google, and they had their websites, you know, shut down, or not shut down, but sort of hidden, shadow banned by Google in Google searches and stuff like that. Those people were all correct. So But the media and the government, they were capable of big tech, with the collusion of big tech and social media giants, they were able to create an illusion of consensus. And so most Americans believed that consensus equaled truth. But it turned out that consensus was wrong, completely wrong. You know? And look at, you see this, look at inflation. You know, we see this, the illusion of the consensus was, oh, all this spending won't cause inflation. Oh, all this money printing won't create inflation. We can just shut down the economy and print up a whole bunch of money and give everybody checks, and that won't cause inflation. Well, that was the illusion of consensus. Anybody who dared, you know, the Austrian school economists, people that I listen to, like Tom Woods and Bob Murphy, and the people at the Mises Caucus, the Mises Institute, Mises.org. You should get on www.mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org. You know, the Austrian school had it right the whole time. They knew all along, guys like Peter Schiff. I mean, Peter Schiff has been warning about all this for 10 years. And he, you know, he's finally right. I mean, he was fundamentally right the whole time, but it just took a long time for it really to hit. You know, his inflation, he's been right. I mean, we've had inflation for 10 years. People don't kind of realize that. I mean, we have inflation. Prices have been going up every year, and asset prices, housing prices, the stock market prices, are, you know, everything's been going up for years. But this, the government, the people in charge, were able to create this illusion of consensus, and they're still doing it. Because no Austrian economist works for the government. They don't hire Austrian economists at the government, at the Federal Reserve. They don't, nobody, no, no, none of the newspapers publish, you know, the New York Times doesn't employ any Austrian economists to do economic analysis. The Wall Street Journal, not even the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, nobody, CNN, CNBC, none of these people even admit that the Austrian School of Economics exists. And so what they do is that, so they've created this illusion of consensus. And anybody who dares to suggest that inflation is going to be a problem was laughed out of the building. And, oh, but it turns out that they were all wrong. They were all wrong. And now they're admitting they're wrong. Janet Yellen admitted she was wrong. Today, I think it was today or yesterday, Paul Krugman in the New York Times, probably the most famous economist in the world, admitted he was wrong. He's got a piece in the New York Times that says, I Was Wrong About Inflation. That's the title of it. And so these people are all wrong. And yet they are the ones that are generally considered to be right by everybody, right? Because they silence other people's opinions. And they create this, you know, we're seeing this with climate change. You know, how many times have you heard the 97% of all scientists agree, 97% of all scientists agree that human activity is creating global warming? And now, if you dig into that, you find that number is completely made up. It's not made up, it's from a totally debunked and discredited study, the Cook Survey. I forget what year it was, but basically they took all these papers and they categorized them, and they basically came up with this number of 97% of these papers agree. But it turns out when you start really looking into that, that's not what those papers said at all. The real scientific consensus at the time anyway, was more like 1% of those papers actually specifically said that human activity is causing global warming. So this, you know, this, and even if you believe that, I think most scientists agree that human activity is contributing to global warming, but there's a gigantic question of how much is human activity contributing to the natural process of global warming? Everybody agrees, all scientists agree that global warming is a natural process. We're still coming out of an ice age, right? So we're still coming out of an ice age. And so the Earth is warming up right now. And the question is, how much is human activity enhancing that process? Then you have the whole other set of questions of, well, what are the things that they want us to do? Like, if we all stop burning fossil fuels tomorrow, will that actually make a difference? Will it actually affect the Earth's climate? And, you know, will it lower temperatures? Will it slow the temperature rise? Will, of course, you've got the cost benefits questions. Will that create much more human suffering? Which will create more human suffering? The rise in temperatures or the attempts to stop the rise in temperatures? So, you know, that's the real question. So, you know, but they've created this illusion of consensus that all scientists, science is settled. All scientists agree that climate change is caused by human activity and we have to do something to stop it. But it's a myth. And anybody who dares to question that narrative is silenced and kicked off of Twitter and kicked out of the, you know, they're fired from their jobs. They're fired from universities. They're absolutely censored and discriminated against and silenced because they're trying to create this illusion of consensus, and they've succeeded. You know, another little example is the gender pay gap is another great example of this illusion of consensus. How many times have you heard that 77% number? Oh, women earn 77% of what men earn. It's the illusion of consensus. They have, basically everybody believes that, even though it's a complete lie. It's a complete misrepresentation of reality. The reality is that 77% number comes from, or it's 86% or 77%, something like that. One of those, that number comes from the reality that the average woman leaves the workforce for a period of time to have children and to be with their children, to raise their children. And And so they're not earning money. So over the course of the average man's life, as opposed to the average woman's life, the average man will earn 77% or will earn more than the average woman. But it's not because men are paid more for the same job. You know, when you start looking at the are men paid more than women at the same job, then those numbers fall apart. But so you have to understand what that number, that 77% number, the gender pay gap, is based on, and you realize that it's just based on a lie. It's just a complete, outright lie. But they repeat it over and over and over and over again. The media, you know, look, I've said this a million times. The media just lies all day long about everything. And it's because, and all of their lies are always engineered to give the government more power. You know, they want the government to have more power, and they want you to have less power. And you know, like I've said, they're part of the ruling class. They believe that they are part of the ruling class. The media believes that they are part of this class of superior humans who should run everything and who have all the answers and have all the solutions and who should control your life, every detail of your life. And, you know, so they basically tell you, they steer information into your brain. They control the flow of information to your, only information that will reinforce their agenda, which is to give the government more power, makes it to your television screen, to the pages of the New York Times, to the pages of the Washington Post. So, you know, and that, so it's this illusion of consensus. So that's, you know, I think that's what Twitter is all about too. When you look at what Twitter, and I think this is what's great about the whole Elon Musk Twitter situation, because, you know, we're seeing this now, that Twitter is mainly just a information warfare machine of the Democrat Party and the Washington ruling class. What they do is they silence all opposing voices, and then they have all these millions of bots that repeat and like all of these narrative reinforcing voices. So if somebody says, masks work, well, they've got a 40 million bots that will like that tweet and retweet it. And if somebody says masks don't work, well, they kick that guy off of Twitter. You know, I mean, they haven't kicked Ian Miller. They haven't kicked him. Ian Miller wrote the book about how masks don't work, called Unmasked. But they haven't kicked him off Twitter. It's actually amazing. But they silence him, and they never, none of their bots will retweet him, of course, right? So, you know, so this is what they do, and this is the same thing. You know, the Trump is a racist, and they'll just, all 40 million of their bots will repeat that, and retweet that, and like that tweet. And anybody who says, well, can you prove that Trump is a racist? No, they'll just silence that guy. You know, they won't do anything. And so they create this illusion of consensus. They drown out the reasonable voices and the dissenting opinions. So this is what we're up against. We're up against a very sophisticated and powerful propaganda machine. And we have to be able to explain that to people, you know, and we have to be able to penetrate it. So I don't know. That's it. That's it. That's episode 87. Hope you liked it. If you like it, give me some good ratings. And I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.